From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Good morning from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club. This is Robert Thompson, Victor Kilo 4, Tango, Foxtrot November, inviting you all to Redfest 2018 on Saturday the 2nd of June. Breakfast will be at 8:30 a.m, gates open at 9 a.m. RF Solutions will have a selection of ICOM equipment on display, and there'll be a raffle at 11 a.m. So come along, say hello, have another breakfast, and browse about the tables. For details about the venue and table hire, go to our website at www.redcliffradioclub.org.au. That is www.redcliffradioclub.org.au. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you, and 73s.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you are tuned to Q News, the state-based part of the WIA National News Service. In the Burdekin, Dalrymple and Hinchinbrook districts, plus the city of Townsville, the Q News transmission can be heard on the VK4RAT VHF repeater immediately following the 9 a.m. WIA news every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Tarkink retransmit team, this is Lyndall, VK4ZM.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. We sometimes get sparked into thinking about things in a new way by something we get from the media. This week, I caught part of a radio program discussing the way the mind works. The subject was based around the findings from neuroscience, the study of the mind, brain and thinking. For those of us who have our copies of Amateur Radio magazine, you'll have read the article from WIA President Justin, VK7TW, and in there you will see the Institute's involvement in the promotion of STEM. Now, according to the expert on All in the Mind, available in the ABC Listen app, a necessary component of early learning is an introduction to the arts. It is not simply the thought of children and finger painting, but the capacity to have children fully engage and explore artistic pursuits, which is important. The importance of arts is the development of imagination and creativity. These are features that carry over into the pursuit of the STEM subjects as we get older. We radio amateurs engage in a range of scientific, technological, engineering and mathematical activities in what we do as a recreation. There are many amateurs who make astounding contributions to our hobby because of their ability to add that thing called creativity. At the moment, there are Jeremiah mutterings that FT8 is the end of amateur radio. Think, if Joe Taylor and his fellow enthusiasts could not imagine features that the computer could bring to radio, we would not have Whisper and FT8. Just a few decades ago, we saw the spread of RTTY and then Packet because of the use of early home computers. What it seems is if we wish to increase the range of technical skills, we must first start with the creative and artistic endeavours as children. If the world is to enjoy new things, we must start our lives with new thoughts. So when we think about spreading the message of STEM, we should, in the light of science, start with a full head of steam. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.